Brothers, by Sherwood Anderson. I am at my house in the country, and it is late October. It rains. Back of my house is a forest, and in front there is a road, and beyond that, open fields. The country is one of low hills, flattening suddenly into plains. Some 20 miles away, across the flat country, lies the huge city, Chicago. On this rainy day, the leaves of the trees that line the road before my window are falling like rain. The yellow, red, and golden leaves fall straight down heavily. The rain beats them brutally down. They are denied a last golden flash across the sky. In October, leaves should be carried away, out over the plains in a wind. They should go dancing away. Yesterday morning, I arose at daybreak and went for a walk. There was a heavy fog, and I lost myself in it. I went down into the plains and returned to the hills, and everywhere the fog was as a wall before me. Out of its trees sprang suddenly, grotesquely, as in a city street late at night, people come suddenly out of the darkness into the circle of light under a street lamp. Above, there was the light of day forcing itself slowly into the fog. The fog moved slowly. The tops of trees moved slowly. Under the trees, the fog was dense, purple. It was like smoke lying in the streets of a factory town. An old man came up to me in the fog. I know him well. The people here call him insane. He is a little cracked, they say. He lives alone in a little house buried deep in the forest, and has a small dog he carries always in his arms. On many mornings I have met him walking on the road, and he has told me of men and women who are his brothers and sisters, his cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers-in-law. It is confusing. He cannot draw close to people near at hand, so he gets hold of a name out of a newspaper, and his mind plays with it. On one morning, he told me he was a cousin to the man named Cox, who at the time when I write is a candidate for the presidency. On another morning, he told me that Caruso the singer had married a woman who was his sister-in-law. "She is my wife's sister," he said, holding the little dog close. His gray, watery eyes looked appealingly up to me. He wanted me to believe it.
"My wife was a sweet, slim girl," he declared. "We lived together in a big house, and in the morning walked about arm in arm. Now her sister has married Caruso the singer. He is of my family now."
As someone had told me the old man had never married, I went away wondering. One morning in early September, I came upon him, sitting under a tree beside a path near his house. The dog barked at me, and then ran and crept into his arms. At that time, the Chicago newspapers were filled with the story of a millionaire who had gotten into trouble with his wife because of an intimacy with an actress. The old man told me that the actress was his sister. He is 60 years old, and the actress whose story appeared in the newspapers is 20, but he spoke of their childhood together.